You up and ready, Mariam Tazi?
I am, Malcolm Riddle.
Jeez.
I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
It's ready.
Yeah.
I'm already dancing.
That's what's up, people. I like this song.
It makes me happy. The album is good.
I was so messed up, I was pushing the wrong button.
I was wondering what was going on.
I was tripping, people. So yeah, welcome to another show. We're going to keep this thing playing. I can walk down like I'm coming down like in the studio. I mean, in the Jimmy Fallon. Like the Tonight Show, baby.
You got curtains behind you.
Thank you, people.
We can pretend.
This might be a wild show tonight, people. We're having a little champagne celebrating the Oscars.
Yay.
2014, and everyone's wearing white. You know what I mean? Matthew McConaughey.
Well, it looks like the men are wearing white.
They're doing it, man. And we're jamming. So that's what's up.
That's good shit.
That's right. Kick back. I think it was supposed to be raining out in California, but the women still got their hair up. You know what I mean? Nice dresses on.
Do they cover it up if it rains?
They probably have like a tent or a canopy or some shit.
Canopy?
Isn't that what it's called? What is it called?
I don't think so.
No, a tarp. They got something.
Not a tarp. If it was a tarp, it would make too much noise.
Damn tent. Then.
Yeah, I think it's just a tent.
We'll just stick with tent.
Tent sounds good. I want to hear what they're saying now.
All right, well, we'll do it. We'll turn the music down.
No.
I was just trying to enjoy it. Bring it in, drink some champagne, and broadcast to the people.
I can't even reach my drink.
We might even, tonight, we might even take some calls. I don't know if we're going to get any calls, but I'm going to post it and say, yo, if y'all motherfuckers want to call in and we'll talk
call
Oscar.
Me.
Oscars kick off in about 30 minutes, but for you guys listening, which is probably Monday.
It already passed.
It already came and went. But we're still going to broadcast so you can hear what's going down in our neck of the woods.
Wow, this champagne has a lot of bread. Notes.
Yeah, told you, man. Sourdough multigrain bread. Very toasty with some lemon zest on the finish. A little citrus, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah. That's it, people. Played the whole goddamn song.
Uh-oh.
Sue me. So, that's what's up. But, yeah, what's the name of the champagne anyway?
La Femme.
Who makes it? Is it vintage? 1996er.
Yes.
Been sitting in the cellar for a while.
It's in the fridge. It's
right.
Cooling off.
So I got Mariam Tazi in front of me, people. Yeah, little long-winded right now. Chatterbox. And I got Brandon Alter, a.k.a. Balter. Help me. Keep me on track, Mariam. Jesus.
You told me to shut up, basically. Long-winded.
Don't believe that, people. I don't tell her to shut up. All right. So
Let's
get down. So who we got? We got Kate Blanchett up. Let's turn up the volume. So people, you will hear background noise because we're going to be broadcasting, just looking at the red carpet before the show begins. So,
what do you think of that dress?
I love it. She looks great in everything. Everything.
She pulls a lot off.
It's flesh toned.
Yeah.
So she's quite regal, but still.
She's got the old school hair.
Enchanting look.
It is very enchanting.
It is.
She does look like a fairy, kind of.
She's regal. That's all I can say about Kate Blanchett. And she picked the dress that she knew she was going to deliver a speech on. You know what I mean? So when the light hits you, it just twinkles.
Sparkles.
Yeah. She knows what's up.
It reflects.
White people aren't dumb. I'm telling you. Quote me on it, motherfuckers. Okay. I'm a little fucked up tonight. Mm. All right. Jonah Hill. Looked like he just ate a pizza. But he's holding it down. He looks quite dapper. You know what I mean?
He looks happy.
Yeah, he should be happy.
He's had a really great, recent life. I like that interview he did on.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
What?
Setting it right there.
I know.
Talking about where she's gonna set her. Almost set the champagne next to the mixing board, people. You know what I mean?
I just want it to be reachable.
It's like drinking coffee or doing
like
shots.
Sacrilegious
next to
put it on the floor.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Set it on the table.
It's too far.
All right. So we're going to be, let's see. So we got a long night ahead of us. I'm not broadcasting throughout the whole, Oscars. We'll probably break it up in parts, people. So at some time we may take a break here, take a break there, because I want to watch this thing. I don't want to be talking to you people through this whole ordeal. the show.
Well, this is a big deal for you, right, at the Oscars?
I like Oscar the Oscars, night. Yes. Thank you for asking questions, Miriam. Yes, the Oscars is a big deal. It's the creme de la creme of awards. What are you laughing at? My French?
Yeah. I like it when you use French words.
Yeah.
But I say them better.
Well, it is. I mean, I like the award season. It is a celebratory season for me.
Yeah.
And even last year, I had the opportunity, and I was out at the Oscars. Not a part of the Oscars, but I went out to L.A. just to absorb the energy.
How does it feel out there?
Awesome.
Just awesome.
Awesome.
But how else can you describe it? I'm just curious because
awesome.
There must be like something like
it's
like
magical.
There's a feeling.
It's magical.
In, yeah,
it is. I mean, for me,
you
it's magical.
Especially,
I mean,
I'm sure.
I dig Hollywood. I like Hollywood, the culture. You know, this time of year, the excitement, the whole nine. So when I was out there, it was cool. And I told this story on the podcast, maybe episode 2 or something like that. But I told the story
that long
on,
ago,
on,
really?
Well, last time I went was in March.
Oh,
and last
so.
Year, the Oscars were at the end of February. So I went out there and rented a car. And let me turn this you guys don't want to hear the commercial, so I'm going to put that on mute. There we go. Studio. We got all sorts of equipment up in here, but ain't got enough tables to set the champagne on. Ain't that a bitch? So
true.
I was out in Hollywood, and I had a regular car for rental, and they upgraded me at the same rate with the Silver Mustang, so I felt like I was Steve McQueen the whole time. Yeah, but just the area itself. Yeah, it's like being at the Super Bowl, or you know, I mean, that's the only way I can kind of, I guess, describe it to people, because so many people are so hung up on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Or just sports itself. The world, it is the World Series of award shows. Period. Although the Golden Globes are giving them a run because they look like they're having a ball up in that camp. You can sit down and eat. You know what I mean?
Drink. They
yeah,
drink at the Golden
hammered.
Globes. They keep talking about that.
Yeah, you get hammered.
Well, they say that they don't even leave the food on the tables long enough for them to eat it. It's just like it's there and then they take them away. And people don't get to eat. They're just like, but they leave the bottles on the table to make it more entertaining. But they don't get to drink at the Oscars. It's like much more serious. You know?
Yeah.
Look at you typing away.
Damn.
Multitasking.
I'm listening to you. You're supposed to be keep talking.
Yeah. But I just think the Oscars are a little more serious.
Yeah.
But do you want me to hold the mic up to your mouth too?
Keep talking. You got the show now.
I don't like that. It puts too much pressure on me. But no, yeah, the Oscars are more serious in my opinion. The Golden Globes are definitely, there's more celebrities from films now that are on the Golden Globes.
This
there's
is the major
TV
this,
shows.
This is the major leagues, Miriam. Major.
I get that.
You
but
know what I mean? The Oscars, the
what
Academy
about the SAG
Awards. No. There's prestige in that, and all of them are great because it's that magical time of year where everyone in the industry sits down and recognizes their peers, you know, through each award. But also, it's a great time of year to network. This is where deals are made. And that was the reason that I went out to L.A. Last year. I was hoping to be out there this year, you know, for the Oscars. But that's okay. There's one next year, and I'm just going to keep on working at it. But you're out there, and you're networking, you know, trying to land a job, trying to, you know, make a friend, make a connection. So it's a perfect, at least that's the way I look at it. You know what I mean?
Like, ooh.
There's Leo. What's that? I told you, yeah. So we got some. Here's our first break, but I'm gonna keep on talking. We got some food being delivered because we ain't cooking up in the studio, not tonight. So ordered some Chinese. But we got Leonardo DiCaprio now. Leo up for Best Actor, The Wolf of Wall Street, directed by Martin Scorsese. So. Leo's looking dapper as ever. You know, he's a throwback to the old days of Hollywood. He just got that look. I think he's coming into his own. I mean, Leo, you see Leo? Huh?
He looks nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look at the suit, the watch, the hair. You know what I mean? Yeah, his tie is perfect. There's a microphone right there. Jesus, work with me, people.
I'm sorry, I had to put the food away.
Mm, mm, mm.
You know, priorities. But no, he's he looks very dapper. He looks good. He's our pick. I hope he wins, but I just...
Yeah, he's got a lot against him. I mean, he's going up against Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club.
I think that was my final pick. I wanted Leo to win, but I think Matthew is. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's who I think. You know, the Oscars will vote, because best actor in the leading role tonight, we got Christian Bale, American Hustle again, Bruce Dern, Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street, Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, and Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club. Pardon me.
It's the champagne.
Yeah, sorry, people. It's making me burp. The Academy tends to vote on those social issues. You know what I mean? Granted, Leonardo DiCaprio's role in movie is a social issue, but it's not the type of social issue that the Academy votes on. Matthew McConaughey, stricken with HIV, and then full-blown AIDS, was on a quest to find a cure. And that story, it resonates with the voters. So it may go that way. It probably will go that way, but my pick when I you would think that I was a professional. Like, I was really trying to be a professional right there. like I was really talking to an like, what the fuck? I caught myself for a minute. It's just Mariam Tazi in the studio, people. damn. But
I'm listening. It's very interesting. I mean, it's, you know.
I was going on for a minute. Good. On and on to the break of dawn, y'all. Anywho,
there's Chiwetel.
The Academy will probably got a part in his hair or something. They'll probably vote for Matthew McConaughey, but I pick Leo, ending with Leo. And yes, on the red carpet right now is Chiwetel Ejiofor. I told you, man. The successor. Heir apparent, boy. The heir apparent.
And he has an accent. You know, it always helps.
There's a light nutty quality on.
Oh yeah,
on the nose of that.
Slight.
Well, you know, it depends how sensitive you are. Some people are more sensitive to nut than other people. I don't know. It just depends on what you are sensitive to, Mariam Tazi.
Dude, really?
What?
That really?
What do you mean to say?
That's your play on words tonight.
I'm
really?
Telling you like
Thanks.
It is. You guys heard it, man.
I just, you know, I got more like loaf of bread on the nose.
Straight out of low cash. So I got a text. I did put it out there on social media that you can call in now to be on a podcast. But I did get a text.
Someone calling.
Yep. Sarah Fitzgerald. She says her house is insane, so can't call. So she's texting an Oscar question. Who are you thinking for best actor? We just went over that shit, Sarah. And I'm not going over that shit
She
again.
Can't hear us live. Yeah.
That's why you need to be on the Ustream, Mariam. Is this motherfucker recording?
All right. See, like, what?
I gotta make sure all
this. It's more complicated on Ustream.
Yeah, but Ustream.
You know, there's gonna be more to be dealing with, too. And the way you look, like, god damn, I don't know if I can handle all that. Like, I don't like to pay attention to that
shit.
It's
okay, Mariam, calm down. Woman, calm down. I'm going back to Sarah's question. So, Sarah, yeah, so she's pulling for Matthew McConaughey. Love him, and I think he deserves it. So, yeah, I mean, you know we ain't hating. We believe it.
We'll see.
You know, we're chilling, you know? I'm not listening to the commercials, no, man.
Mute that shit. You know what I mean? Either.
That's why. It's like a FaceTime commercial or something. Too much technology. I'm telling you, man. So yeah, back to what you were saying though, just about the Oscars. It's just for me, it's unlike.
Well, are there celebrities everywhere in the streets, like more so that you see them, or do they actually just hide? Are they hiding?
No. It just depends. Yeah, everywhere. I mean, you know, Hollywood is a
year round.
To me, it's just Hollywood, West Hollywood itself. It seems big because of the traffic, but it's a small community.
You keep saying that to me. It's very hard for me to imagine.
Well, at least when I'm there and where I'm at, you know, I'm in, you know, usually the places that I hang out in West Hollywood it's just a simple circle. But if you're in Beverly Hills, you're bound to see celebrities. If you're just walking on Sunset or a lot of the comedy clubs at night, any of the restaurants, like I said, last time I was there, I sat down in a restaurant, Dick Gregory sat down right next to me.
Oh, yeah, you did talk about
that. You know, that's what's up. And then I was in, one time when I was in Beverly Hills, I was in a bookstore, and I looked over, and right up next to me, I wanted to look at the book I was holding. It was Leonardo DiCaprio. So, yeah, stuff like that is, you could get, you know, starstruck or whatever, but at the same time, it's the norm. You know what I mean? So after you're there, and it's not like,
you know, kind of understand that to a certain level, to a certain extent, but just because of my, just when I was a kid and whatever, what my dad did and stuff, but just the people he was around. But yeah, you're like, oh, the person that we were hanging out with barbecuing or whatever is the president now or whatever. But when it comes to celebrity, there's this like, I don't know. This is like, I don't know if I would be able to keep my cool. You know, I didn't know any better when I was younger, so I didn't know who these people were. But now it's like, oh, this person, you know, is pretty important. I just didn't realize. But you see somebody you recognize on TV, it's, I don't know. I think we saw Babyface at the mall, and I was like, oh my God, it's Babyface. But it's not like you really care about Babyface. It's just because, you know, you recognize them. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, wow. Miriam. No, it is what it is. Yeah, you can get starstruck, but you know, when I'm out there, anytime that I'm out to Hollywood, I'm not there to stargaze.
Right. Well, you're not trying to bother people.
I'm there to work. I'm either there to work or I'm there to find work.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm on right now. I'm on a mission.
I feel like a lot of people are there to find work too.
Yeah, yeah, you could be. And a lot of people, when they go there and they've got youth on their side, they're usually looking for work in the club, staying out at 2, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. But that ain't the game. You know what I mean? The game is done in the daytime in breakfast club. You know, go to the breakfast place. You know what I mean? Breakfast place. You know what I'm talking about. Restaurant. You know what I mean? Getting some coffee or something.
Like a diner?
Working hours. You know what I mean? Mm. You get caught up in the nightlife out there. You get caught up in the you know, the booze, the sex, the drugs. Just everything that goes on. I mean, that could sidetrack you. You know what I mean? If I would have been, you know, in my 20s when I was invited to go out there at one point in time and live, it would have been a different ballgame because I didn't have all that stuff out of my system. So now when I go out there, the mission, I can't see anything up in this camp. The mission is not. Not so much the party, you know. Every time I go out there, it's the same thing. I'm there. I take care of business. You know, I might check out a couple spots, but then it's back to the hotel. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a different perspective. I mean, if you're not going there as a tourist, if I went there, I'd be there as a tourist, and I'd just be like staring.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Do I get to, you know? I've never been to LA, so for me, I would totally go as a tourist.
Would be key to go out there and definitely see the sights. There's definitely some stuff that you got to do. You know, go see the Walk of Fame. You know, the Wax Museum.
I
got to
get that out of the way at least the first time, and then you know, if I go again,
and then you
be
go
different.
Go to the Hollywood Signs, but be careful when you go to the Hollywood Signs. It's like wolves and coyotes. They you get ate up in that mug. I'm telling you, like it is. I'm an outdoorsman. Spend a lot of time outdoors.
Can you build a fire? Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? With no flint?
I can do it. Two sticks. You know what I mean? I'm like,
really?
I'm like MacGyver. Hell no, I can't.
I was going to say, I don't think you can.
My brother can. My brother, he can. He built it. He used to skip school when we lived in California in Mill Valley.
But in California, people are outdoorsy. There's more outdoor stuff to do.
I'm just letting you know we got skills.
So he learned probably.
My brother was like, if I'm going to skip school, I got to know what time to get home. So you know, this is back. We didn't have cell phones. It wasn't even beepers that had the time on them. Remember the beepers?
Yeah.
The pagers would have the time on them?
Yeah.
It
was useful.
Yeah. Back then, you're talking, there was nothing. So if you didn't have a watch, and obviously for some reason this character didn't have a watch, there was no technology back then. Now that I'm thinking about it, motherfucker was out in the woods and built a sundial. Ain't that some shit? He took me to his fort. He was like, I'm going to show you. This is my fort.
The first that there's a fort and then the sundial.
Yeah, the sundial. So he knew.
See, I would be fine with being stuck somewhere on an island with your brother then. If he can build a sundial, then at least you know what time it is.
Hey, let me tell you something. This monkey knew what time to get back to the crib. He knew what time he showed me his fortress. It had a sundial. It's insane. I mean, what are you going to do?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could build a sundial. That's not, you gotta that's be not prepared. Easy, man.
You got to be prepared. So look, on the red carpet now, we got my main man. You know what I mean? Jamie Foxx. Look at him. All trim.
Is that his wife?
He's a little tiny, huh? Could be his daughter or something. Dude. I don't know. Makes no difference.
He's tight. He's, well, she's wearing really high heels, the woman interviewing him.
Yeah, but he's not
too,
that tall, too. He's like 5'7", 5'7", 5'8". Yeah.
Yeah. And now that they pull back, you're like, oh, yeah.
But still, it's Jamie. Look, he's got a tight fade. See, I'm thinking about taking my hair up that high.
He's got a little bow tie.
I think I should take my hair up that high. Fade.
I don't know.
I'm going to try it. What do you think, people? Should I get the fade or not? Text me. Tweet me. Post it on Facebook.
Why are you trying to change your look?
If Malcolm should get a fade. I don't have a look. I'm just round. Jesus. It's hair. It is what it is. So Jamie Foxx, not up for an award that I know. But.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have my on my iPad again. You have yours. Can I see that shit?
He's presenting or something like that. Probably. Yeah, I got the whole shebang. So yeah, the Oscars, the celebrities are rolling in. It's about 10 minutes until kickoff. We got Ellen DeGeneres hosting.
Right.
She's supposed to do, you know, a musical act or something. I don't know. We're
really?
Gonna see. But let's take a quick break and we'll return right after these words.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hello?
It's Malcolm.
Yo, what up?
What's going on? It's Cassius.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you all right. I'm in the car, so it's a bit difficult, but
that's what's up. So we got my boy Cassius, aka That Reporter Kid Speaks, calling in straight out of Halifax.
Hello.
Yo, I'm here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good, good, good. So what's up with you tonight?
I'm actually on my way to see Bill Burr right now.
That's what's up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you've got to be excited.
Oh, totally. And I'm not sure if he's bringing an opener, but even if he is, it's going to be good.
Yeah, you going with your family?
I'm actually going just me.
Oh man,
that's. So I get to absorb the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that's got to be awesome.
What are you guys up to?
We are, Mariam Tazi is on the line. Mariam, you want to say hi to Cassius?
Hi, Cassius. How are you?
Hi.
I'm so excited for you. You're going to have such a good time tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're just kicking back. We've got another guest coming in and joining us. We're just podcasting before the Oscars. Big deal here in the U.S. Right. of A, so.
Oh, yeah, we're watching over here, too.
Yeah, see, come on, man.
Halifax. Oh,
Canadians know about the Oscars, too.
That's what's up.
Of course.
See.
I'd rather be.
So, yeah, what? I just wanted to call and say hello and, you know, wish you guys the best of luck with the show. I thought that you might consider hanging it up or something, and I encourage you not to.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate your support and the other listeners. But that means a lot coming from a professional like yourself. So, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys. I'm sorry I got to go.
Nope.
I'm on the way.
Enjoy the show. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. He's like, I gotta go, and he's got places to be.
He's gotta go because it's a long distance call, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah. That too.
Right. That's knows true. What. That's a good guy. Cassius Morris, aka That Reporter Kid Speaks. He's got his own podcast, Creatures of the Net, and That Reporter Kid Speaks. So check him out, people. Good guy. Good friend of the show, and I consider him my little brother. So that's
sweet
what's
that
up.
He called in to show his support. Very sweet.
Look, you just sent me a text. Sorry, it was short. We'll get you back. Don't worry,
yeah.
Cassius. Don't worry.
Not a problem. Completely
right.
Understandable.
Yeah, no, I'm glad he called. That's exciting, huh? I was worried. I'm not going to get one call. Cassius and Sarah came through with the text. So, but that's the point, right? Is building.
Oh yeah.
So the first time we did the podcast, you didn't even have a mic.
I know.
And we just they'd hear you in the background, and I had two mics and one set of headphones. So the same. Wow.
When you just think about
the same thing with this motherfucker didn't get dressed up.
No.
I'm looking at Jimmy Kimmel. He's on the red carpet. He hosts an event after the red carpet.
He'll get ready later.
So yeah. But right there, he's just dressed in looks like black jeans and a Van Heusen kind of a cinnamon colored shirt. What's so funny?
Cinnamon colored,
wasn't it?
I don't know. It's kind of like
paprika.
Choice of fucking colors.
What?
Who says paprika for a color?
Everyone.
Everyone.
What's going on, Miriam?
Paprika.
Yeah.
Paprika. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, right? Peppermint and cinnamon, because it was kind of white and red. Huh? Candy cane.
Kind of, yeah.
Candy cane infused shirt and Jimmy Kimmel people. Huh? But yeah, my man Cassius. So yeah, no, I appreciate that. I appreciate anyone so that calls in or adds content to the podcast, because like I said, people, I can't say it enough. It is a work in progress. The show is going on. I'm not giving up on the show. I'm committed. That's why I'm podcasting today on the fly. So I'm bringing you the up to date info on the Oscars a day late because you're listening to it on Monday. But you can still get an idea of what it will be like when we go live on a YouTube or a Ustream.
The YouTube and the Ustream.
Or something like that, where we can go live for the people that want to tune in can see it, and the people that don't don't have the opportunity can always download it, available on iTunes and AmericanRiddle.com. So that being said, that was a mouthful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a mouthful. But where I was going with this,
you have another call.
I got a call coming in, people. Let's see what's up. Hello.
It's not plugged in.
Hold on. Oh, hold on for a minute. Got some technical difficulties.
He's trying to just have this person on the phone.
Here we go. Who's on the line? Name and where you're from.
All right, this is John Michael Gatti.
What up?
What up?
And where are you from, John Michael Gatti?
Vienna, Virginia.
That's what's up. Representing VA in the house, my main man, my mellow. What's happening? What are you doing?
I'm good. I just want to know.
What's up? Talk to
just
us.
Just like the world. Is Leo going to get his first Oscar?
You know,
everyone's asking the same question.
Everyone's pulling for Leo.
Yeah, we really want him to win.
So, John Gatti, as you know, you may recognize this voice.
He knows who this is.
This is Mariam Tazi on the line, and this is your boy Malcolm Riddle. So, yeah, thanks for calling in. First off, appreciate your support. The Leo question looms over us right now. It's looming.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I know.
Everyone is pulling. A lot of people are pulling for Leo. I called him on my predictions. He was my personal pick, and then I said it would probably go to Matthew McConaughey, but at the end I'm going with the risk, and I'm saying Leo's taking it all. He may or may not, though, just because of traditionally the way the Academy votes usually goes in favor for those social issues and topics, and we know Matthew McConaughey definitely did a fabulous job, but everybody in this camp is going for Leo. I hope that answers your question.
It does.
Yeah.
So serious. So,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah. What else is on your mind? Speak it. Speak it, me.
No pressure, John Michael. God.
What else? You got something else for American Riddle? We don't get many calls. So this is the first time really doing this. All right. That's
He's like, hold on, let me get my dad on the line.
My mind is drawing a blank.
That's okay, man. How's everything else going? Everything's good in Vienna, VA?
Yep.
All right, my man. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Enjoy the Oscars.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
John Michael
Gatti in the house.
There you go. The youth is calling in.
So that's what I was saying before. Before he called in, they probably can hear my ringtone too, can't they?
Yeah, I think I think it was
Sopranos, baby.
Yeah, I think it was picked up on the mic.
I'll keep it plugged in though.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not used to getting phone calls. It's another experiment in this evolutionary process. So, but like I was saying, Miriam, the reason why I went over all that before John Michael called in was we had one set of headphones in the beginning. And just like now, only, you know, one. I didn't expect a second caller. And then we had a text message. And then you might look down a month or two and we may have line one, line two, line three. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be weird?
That'd be pretty cool. Not weird.
We had Halifax call in.
I know. International.
Internationally known on the microphone.
I told you, man, we got people listening in other places, too. My family wants to listen more, but you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
La familia.
Don't worry, Miriam Tazi. It's going to be all right.
I'm sure it is. I'm not worried. I'm not really worried. White bow tie this time. Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner just, they had Will Smith and company. Will Smith and
in
Jada.
Company. It's really, that's what you call them now.
Jada Pinkett Smith was on, and now we have Jeremy Renner. Yeah, he looks good.
Bow tie.
My man Frank just took a picture with him.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. My
that's
man
right.
Frank Motek out there representing L.A.,
that's,
Hollywood.
That's weird.
Mr. Beverly Hills himself. You know what I mean? I wish I was out there with you, Frank. Chances are you're not listening to this because you are a serious broadcaster. And what I'm doing is chicken shit. But I hope you are having fun. He's a very dear friend of mine out in L.A. And he's helped me a lot and has encouraged me and given me a lot of moral support. But Frank, a friend of mine, just posted a picture with him and Jeremy Renner. So, yeah, I got the goods first.
you did?
Yeah, I'll post a picture on American Riddle, picture of my man Frank. So, and there we go. Charlize Theron. Miriam Tazi has issues with,
I knew you were going to bring that up.
With Charlize Theron people. I'm going to throw her under the bus right now. Because I tend to think Charlize
it's not as much,
is America's sweetheart. I think she's paid her dues. She is not just another pretty face. You know what I mean? Let's turn this volume up because we have Sandra Bullock being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's on there with a nice kind of
navy blue.
Oh, navy blue. Sapphire blue.
All right.
It's like a very sapphire-esque color. I like her hair. She's wearing her hair to the right. Yep, with nice little curls. Yeah, I like her, man. She's got a bit of a Jacko face, though. Hmm? Kind of like Michael Jackson chin going.
Like a lot of people that have had plus, I don't know if she's had how much plastic surgery she's
a
had
little bit,
or whatever.
A little bit. But you know what? I support her. If whatever makes her feel better, I'm happy for her and I'm happy for
she looks good.
You know, her career and her personal life as well. Because she's gone through it in the public eye, and that can't be easy. So I hope she wins tonight. She is up for an award, isn't she? I was
yeah,
joking.
For Gravity.
I was trying to make a joke, people. Look out, that Chinese food is calling me. I don't know who this lady is, but she's babbling on and she's killing me right now. Everybody's
Why hasn't it started yet?
Somewhere 12 minutes and 41 seconds. You see the timer up there?
Oh, yeah.
It's your first time to the rodeo, huh?
I wasn't looking up there. I was distracted by her dress.
All right. So, yeah, that's what's up. I like that. I like the whole phone call idea. Everyone's trying to figure out, you know, how to call in or where to call in. Twitter must be down because I tried to tweet it. Won't let me tweet.
It's because everyone's on Twitter. All the celebs.
Everybody's blowing it up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's up. So let's take another quick break and we'll be right back, guys. Yeah, we're back. That's right. And Ellen DeGeneres has opened up the Oscar ceremony in some sort of pirate shirt and a damn velvet with glittery jacket. I don't know. And it almost looks like she has
she's got like five layers.
Some sort of pulled up, hiked up overalls or something underneath. Looks like something you go wading in the water. But more importantly, we have Brandon in
hey.
Studio.
Yeah. Hi, looks Brandon. Like she's going to go fly fishing or something.
That's right.
Like really formally.
Miriam was saying hi to you, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Miriam?
What up?
Welcome.
Thanks
so we
appreciate.
We do. We
Thank
do
you for the champagne.
It's pretty tasty, huh?
It's the real deal.
I just said Brandon has no idea what he's tasting.
Well, it's from champagne,
it's
man.
Really nice.
You know what I mean? I brought out the best for you.
Yeah, he's like, this is Oscar wine.
Make sure. Well, I'm not gonna have some cheap shit. You know what I mean?
This is
stuff
really
I've been
nice.
Sitting on for 10 years.
This is delicious.
Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying. Brandon has no idea. That's what I'm saying.
So you got, look at the Oscars. You see a lot of people wearing the same style of dress. A lot of the flesh tone stuff going on. Ellen looking like a pirate of Penzance or something.
Do you even know? Do you know what Pirates of Penzance is?
There's a play.
Do you have any idea what you're talking about? Okay.
Oh my god.
All right.
But look at the like
you were,
how.
Well, earlier you were just like, I don't like her dress. And we're like,
well, I was just saying that.
And Brenda's like,
I told
you. Wasn't she wearing a pantsuit?
Yeah, I mean, I know she's going to be in a pantsuit. You know that.
No, she's funny.
That's what she's comfortable she's funny. In.
That's what she does.
So, yeah, so she is, she's delivering her monologue. And while she does that, we can just play catch up. So just to recap.
Oprah always wore pants, you know? She pulled it off.
No, Oprah wears dresses, man.
Did she? No, she wore pants. She
changed it up.
She changed it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Oprah, you know.
I'm not a historian on Oprah. I'm, you know.
Look at that. Michael Fassbender, and you had Kevin Spacey. I watched last night. I watched Kevin Spacey in The Usual Suspects. Damn, that movie is so well written.
Kaiser Soze.
So well written.
It's a good movie.
Great movie.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody. It's one of those movies that I don't know if you can still ruin, but
I think it's been out for a while. So we got running around. They're doing the camera angles, showing all the nominees tonight, and you know, everyone's full of themselves and happy, and
it's a
you know
big
I mean?
Night.
It's a great night. I mean,
this is excited about it.
Really pumped up, man.
Yeah.
I told you, for me, this is the creme de la creme, baby. You know what I mean? Look at Scorsese, Travolta. What's her name?
Lupita.
Lupita, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. We got all the celebrities in the front row. So, they're cracking jokes, and we're missing it. We should be listening to this shit, huh? Instead of listening to me.
Look at Scorsese showing off his horse teeth.
I like Scorsese.
He's a good guy.
But I wonder, is she going to be able to... do with Amy Poehler and
why'd you say it like that?
What's her other name? What's the other chick's name? I can't remember. Tina Fey and okay. Amy Poehler. Sorry, people. Maybe I'll go in a post and clean it up so I sound better. So I know what I'm talking about. Why are you looking at me like that, Brandon?
I don't know. I'm just. Huh? Have you ever read her book?
What are you just saying?
Bossy Pants. It was a pretty funny book.
What book is this?
Tina Fey.
Why are you talking so low?
What? I'm talking. I think I'm talking normally.
No, I haven't read her book. Is it good?
It's pretty funny. Yeah. Just check it out.
She's sharp.
She's funny, I mean? And she's a woman. That's why I say she when I'm talking about
she is brilliant.
Yeah. Miriam, nodding your head.
I adore
I'm just shaking
Miriam's
head.
Always surprised if we say or I say anything positive about the female plight.
Yeah, man.
Why are you both talking for me? I can speak for myself, and damn, that's glittery.
Oh, I like it. It draws the attention.
See, I have issues with her, too. I kind of have issues with Anne Hathaway.
She pulls off... everything.
Everyone loves her. She's like, everyone like her. Loves her, but...
So you have to hate her?
Kind of. I don't feel like she really is all that. I don't
Miriam
think.
Is a hater against other women people.
No! FYI. I love women. I love women. It's nothing.
Hold on. Let's see. What are they giving this award to?
Is this best supporting?
Miriam starts riddling all the female actresses
right,
in
just
the
cut
world.
Me off. It's fine.
I'm not cutting you off. Put your mic back up to your mouth. It's Captain Phillips Picard. Yeah, they did an article on him, and he's talking about how he's broke, and he's like on a per diem while he's there, and he's got to use, he's got to have rented clothes and all this stuff. But I mean, you're still in the mix. That's why I told you earlier, Mary.
He doesn't understand. Like, I mean, it's a game, and if you have no experience,
that's it. You're not just because you're nominated doesn't mean you're going to get a job.
Right.
There are plenty of people that have been nominated. Bradley Cooper just got. They're going. I guess no,
American Hustle.
Wars.
It's like a. It's hard to even. I don't know. Understand why I like that movie because it's not very well done, but it's so good.
So they're just going through the nominations. I assume. I wish there was like
supporting?
A site. Yeah, this
like
is
a live one.
I assume this is for a supporting role.
Yeah.
Actor in a supporting role they're going through right now. Sorry about that, people. A little bit all over the place, but deal with it. Like I was saying with Bacard, Miriam, the point of being out there, just because you're nominated doesn't necessarily guarantee you a job.
Yeah.
It what you have to do, you got to make sure your agent is working every angle and following up and meeting people. Because right after the Oscars end, you should be networking red carpet.
Oh, here's the winner.
Jared Leto.
I mean, they haven't called yet, but I'm calling it.
You should be networking the red carpet. You should be networking when you're seated, and you should definitely be networking at as many parties as you can get to. And that's going to turn jobs up. So people don't think that it's always about the glitz and the glam. But yes, they are. They just announced the nomination for Jared Leto.
He's got a lot more hair than I realized.
For Dallas Buyers Club. And the Oscar goes to...
You're going to say it first? All right.
Nope. I already know who it is. Told you.
I think we all said this.
I think we did, yeah.
I think it's all recorded.
I mean, he has the story, so you have the...
He also wasn't around for a while. He took a little break, you know?
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's a character that you don't see, you know, ever.
I thought you meant the story of the character, but yes.
Well, I'm saying it's the character itself that you just don't see in a movie normally.
You see it, but the point is he has a personal story. Whenever you have a personal story... whether you're a director, the writer, or whatever, you look at anyone that's ever won the Oscar, Ben Affleck to Clint Eastwood, all of them, when you make it your personal story, the why this guy completed, that's when you get to it. It's like you said, Brandon, running for president.
He kind of looks like Jim Carrey and Jesus combined.
So he's just giving his speech now, people.
I remember him from My So-Called Life.
I like it.
What was that? Why does that sound so familiar?
An MTV show.
Was that
Claire Danes?
I think I used to watch that show.
So let's watch the speech, and then maybe we will watch a few awards go by and then chime back in for you guys in case we get a call that comes in. All right. That sounds good. Hello, caller. You're on the air. State your name and where you're from.
This is Bryant from Richmond, Virginia.
He actually thinks he's calling a radio show. You hear him?
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Yes, Mariam Tazi here, Bryant. What up? And Brandon Alter, a.k.a. Balter. What's happening?
Hey,
guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Good, good, good. Why are you talking like that?
He has his podcast voice.
Yeah. Talk like you talk
God
to me.
God damn it. I knew it was going to be like this.
Yeah. Well, so what's happening? You were out eating dinner at where? Where'd you go?
We went to Texas Day Brazil. We're home now.
Got you. I guess I could turn my volume up on here. There you go. Let me just make some adjustments, Bryant. You know what I mean? We're in the studio watching the Oscars.
Gotcha.
We started out with the 96. What champagne was it?
Mary? La Femme.
Yes, right.
It was so good.
Nice.
Now we're breaking up into a Cabernet from Walla Walla. We opened up a 99 Justin Zinn. And then, folks listening, this is my buddy Bryant X. That's right. X marks the spot. No last names given anymore. I don't ask why, but
yes, sir. You're having a good time. Sounds like
yeah. Sounds like you are too. You're a little slurred, huh? Had a couple drinks at Texas. out to
dinner. You know, we live right by the establishment, so it's just a quick walk home. So kids at home don't drink and drive. It's a good time.
That's good. So now you guys going to tune into the Oscars? We're just watching the Oscars, watching Dallas Buyers Club clean up.
Yeah, I haven't checked the stats. Have any significant awards been given yet?
Yeah. Have any significant awards been given yet? Supporting, best supporting actor.
Animation.
I think somebody got an award.
Well, yeah, short animation.
New
we were like, meh. I went out of smoke. I was like,
new camera maybe came out and they got an award.
So what's your question, caller? Outside of that, you got another question for us or are you just wasting my motherfucking time?
Aw.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I would never do that.
So
I would never do that to our audience.
Yeah, but you can say that because it's not radio.
So what's happening?
Can you repeat the last question, please?
He turns it right back
it's
around.
It's repeatable.
It's comic relief, it huh? Repeatable. Look at
good
that.
Stuff.
Thin tie.
Yeah, thin tie.
Who
but he
that?
Can pull it off.
Is that Zac Efron?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got big...
We're watching Zac Efron right now. He is a quite muscular build in a tight tuxedo with a very thin tie, a la Mad Men.
He's got big lapels, though. That's kind of weird.
We're all pulling for Leo. I believe this crowd in studio tonight. We are pulling for Leonardo DiCaprio tonight. We really.
I don't know if I'm pulling.
I haven't seen that movie, but from what I've read, I don't think it's going to happen.
What are you speaking into a tin can?
I believe you, man. It's not going to happen. He's too young and pretty.
It probably won't, but I'm still pulling for him.
Gee whiz, there's a lot of disparaging remarks.
To the audience.
folks listening knows.
That, I haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street, but I'm gonna have to go with what I've seen. I saw Dallas Buyers Club, you know, Matthew McConaughey all the way, and then, you know, once I saw that, I started watching True Detective, and I'm definitely gonna go for him for best actor.
Great show.
True Detective is phenomenal. Yeah. That movie. Like I told everyone that I've convinced to watch it, it's a slow burn. Have you watched it?
Oh, it's a real slow burn. Like, I've barely gotten up to date, but it's so good.
Some of the best things have a slow burn.
That's true.
See there? Miriam, would you agree? Look at it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want a quick burn.
Well, it depends what mood you're in.
No. You always want it slow. I think you always want it slow.
Quite the romantic.
Yeah.
Aw, Brandon.
And Woody Harrelson and Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey have been a lot of things together before.
they are the perfect team. I think they should do more together.
I agree.
Yeah, they're really good together.
I don't know how long this series will last. I would like
I
to
was
see
just
it.
About to ask that because I don't know if it's a thing where
HBO... 9 episodes from what I've read.
Great. See? I'm fine with that.
Hey, and maybe another season.
No, that's the problem with how
with different actors in a different story.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's True Detective is going to continue, but with different celebrity like movie. Actors,
nice.
They do it just for a short amount
genius.
Of time.
It is nice. Because
it gives
so
them all an outlet
of those
to do
shows. I was wondering
all the
if this is one of those shows. Hmm?
Yeah, I like that. I've enjoyed True Detective immensely. It's one.
We've loved it.
Maybe the next one will be like Carlos Mencia or something. You know, something you.
Do we know who's next?
It's not Carlos Mencia. I can tell
no,
you.
I don't
that.
Think so. I don't think so either.
I was just naming somebody that Malcolm would like. I don't.
Excellent. So
yeah.
You got any predictions for tonight, Bryant? I guess, you know, since you're not asking questions.
Well, I haven't seen the show, but I mean, I'm predicting from what I've read, 12 Years a Slave is going to be Best Picture, right?
Yeah.
You yawned. You yawned when you said
I mean, am I late to the game? Am I Monday morning quarterbacking here?
We've been enjoying, I think we've been enjoying the body of work of the Oscars just on the heels of the Golden Globes and how entertaining that was. So we've been watching the content of this produced show, and they seem to be keeping up. Ellen's holding her own. She's got
shirt.
Yeah, she's got the Jerry Seinfeld female version of the pirate shirt on, and she's wearing a cummerbund.
Hey, maybe she wants to be a pirate. Maybe she wants to be a pirate.
Everyone wants to be a pirate.
Ollie, with you here, Malcolm, do you think Gravity or 12 Years a Slave will win? Because those are the two big
I think 12 Years a Slave. I'm on record saying on the last show, if you tuned in, on record.
I didn't.
Okay. Thanks for your support, fucko.
I'll be hearing it soon, I'm sure. You know, if you all watched Lost, I got to notice that episode 59 came out, so I was like Desmond, you know, I was going to save the last Charles Dickens novel, the best one, for the day I died. So I wasn't going to listen to the last podcast, so I knew it was going to be the end.
This guy.
Okay, so I know it's not going to be the end anymore, so now I can listen to it and catch up.
Oh. Got you. Well, thank you.
Is that a compliment?
I know, I couldn't hear
you. You and yours and your
Thanks.
Circle of friends are near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. We appreciate your support. What were we talking about? I forgot.
The Oscars.
We were talking about whether Gravity or 12 Years a Slave would win the Oscar.
I saw that. The
Grammy.
Yeah, yeah. We have Ellen DeGeneres. She's out with her pirate shirt and her sapphire blue velvet with a bling jacket on, but she's holding her own. She's doing a good job. She commands the audience. She's quite the talent, I'd say. And no, we're just moving.
The way you said that, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I can always lounge my guy voice.
I'm chilling. I'm chilling like the villain I am. But we'll see what happens going down the road. That's all I have.
Gravity or 12 Years a Slave is going to win. That was the question.
Oh yeah, that was the question. See, I'm all right. It's too much
Gravity.
Wine for me.
Gravity.
Okay,
man.
Bryant. To answer your question, I'm on record for saying that Alfonso Cuarón will win Best Director and Best Picture will go to 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, they usually like to split it up like that.
They've been doing that lately.
They've been splitting it up.
It's weird.
They share the wealth.
It's very diplomatic.
Yeah, it is definitely diplomacy and
politics.
No,
that's bullshit, man.
Like, you
can
give Tarantino like an award for director and like then like shit all over his movie or something.
I watched, I mean... Well, they didn't give DiCaprio was up for an Oscar last year too, also for a supporting actor in Django Unchained. He didn't get that one, and he delivered big time.
If he's going to win an Oscar, he needs to win.
Well, they fucked over Tarantino every chance they get. But anyway,
that's true too.
I haven't seen all the films, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to put this out there. I haven't seen all the movies, but I'm going to put McConaughey up for Best Actor.
I mean, based on what I saw.
Yep. Well, excellent. Well, go ahead and watch the Oscars. If you feel like calling back, feel free to call back. We appreciate you calling in tonight, Bryant.
Sure.
Thank you. Call, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, my man.
My number sort of reminded me to call you, so. Anyway, I just wanted to celebrate the Italian classic foreign film. I just got the award for best foreign film, you know.
Of course. So on air right now, we have Michael Gotti.
Oh, right. Papa Gotti.
Yep. And you know Mariam Tazi, and also we have Brandon Alter on the mic right now as well. So thanks for joining us.
Hello, Mary. How you doing?
I wouldn't have recognized your voice. It's nice to hear you over the airwaves.
He has a very crisp voice.
Yeah, it sounds good. It's nice to hear you.
Anyway, do you know the 20 Feet from Stardom that just won an award, Best Documentary Feature, did an extended run over at Merrifield's Movie Theater?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
We were.
20 Feet from Stardom. It was playing over at Angelica, the Mosaic, for a number of times, and it was also playing in a couple of the arts, cinema arts theater as well, but we missed it. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I missed it also, and it was recommended to me by a guy who plays in a professional band, and I said, I'll get there, you know, but I didn't get there, so anyway.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. It did do a lot of it. It did an extended run there, which was nice. So it got plenty of exposure for a documentary, which is very rare. But it's, you know, documentary should be on for in these movie theaters a little longer than they normally run.
Well, it ran at the Angelica Theater in Virginia, Northern Virginia, for quite some time. I think.
When you
at
say
least
quite some time, how long is that? Because I know movies.
3 months.
Stayed, really?
It was there at least.
That's a long time for the Angelica, because they don't keep stuff in there for
it
too
long.
It
was there for at least two.
I'm sad I missed it.
I could be overshooting with the three, but at least 2 months. I know I kept trying that, to.
That's why Netflix exists, because I miss every documentary.
Nice.
I never make them in theaters.
In the theater, you know?
Yeah, I tried to make it and never made it, and now it's on the top of my list because we thought that the, what was it, the Act of Killing was going to win tonight.
Okay.
I was really moved by that one, but I didn't see the other one, so I can't really judge.
The Act of Killing is. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen any of the Donald foreign films, no.
That is a documentary that's now streaming on Netflix, and it's worth the price of admission, you know, if you have Netflix.
That's the one you posted on Facebook about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I think he asked me about it during one of our tastings.
Yeah, I think they give me information on how to access the movie, I think, if I remember correctly.
It's a pretty intense film, but it's definitely worth the watch.
Well, good.
No, I know I've missed some parts of the award show tonight, but they have not mentioned Philip Seymour Hoffman yet. Is that correct?
No, they usually do that toward the mid to, I guess, the quarter or you know.
They'll do like a remembrance
towards
of everybody who died, and they'll probably talk about him a lot more.
And did you catch that glimpse of Angela Lansbury on that last little spot thing? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's still kicking it.
I thought she was dead, you know.
Yes, I did. No. That's what I did, yeah.
She's like Abe Vigoda. They're still alive and kicking it.
She's been old ever since I can remember her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I see my man had to do a little House of Cards
bit
when he came out.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey. Yeah, we're hot House of Cards right now in this house.
Looking
nice.
He was looking dapper, all trim and tan.
He looks great.
Had his blue blazer on. Yeah, he looked great. House of Cards is spectacular.
He never needs to work again, but he will.
Yeah. So what are you guys going to hang there? Hopefully you don't get stuck in the ice and the snow. I think it's still pretty good outside.
Fine. We're dealing with the VA weather, Washington, D.C. area, so whatever. We got the Oscars. We got wine.
Oh, yeah.
And we got microphones, so we're good.
That's great. Well, local government, you too. Cool. This is pretty neat. Anyway, local government's closed, so I get the...
Yeah, everything's closed now.
Nice. Late tonight.
It is what it is, and we'll probably podcast again at some point tomorrow, so... if everything's closed, so we'll bring you. Yeah, this podcast is going to turn to.
It's like a 7-hour podcast. Yeah,
the never-ending podcast.
I'm going to get stuck.
I have a glass of red for me tonight. All right, I'm going to say goodnight.
Excellent. Good night. Thank you for calling in, sir.
All right, we'll see you. Goodnight.
Bye bye. And that's Michael Gotti, father of John Gotti. You know what I mean? John Michael Gotti, should I say? So people don't get. Get it twisted and think it's John Gotti from the mafioso. It's all right. Don't worry about the feedback. It happens sometimes.
All right, man.
You know what I mean? I got this under control.
I'm producing
and multitasking.
You're doing a lot. So I'm impressed.
You're a producer.
Got all sorts of stuff going on.
We're just like chilling here with the mics, but you're doing everything else.
Drinking some good wine,
Yeah, I actually need more wine.
All right. We'll wait on the next caller.
Cut it. Cut that.
All right. Next caller. Hello, caller. You there?
I'm here. How's it going?
Good. What's happening? State your name and where you're from.
Bryant X from Virginia.
I thought I knew this voice. Calling back again where the door's always The door is always open, should I say. What's happening? You guys been watching the Oscars?
No, not at all. We're just calling you to find out what happened.
Oh, there you go. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Mainly Lupita Nyong'o, I believe that's or I'm sure I'm pronouncing her name. Lupita, I can get that part right anyway without looking at my notes and my my assistants on the program. They're taking a quick break, but she won for 12 Years a Slave, Best Supporting Actress, and Gravity is going on a winning streak. They just won for, I believe, editing. Gravity is the award. Let's see, the presenters. I don't think so. It was the presenters, but the presenters. Bill Murray was on earlier, and he gave a shout out to Harold Ramis. Rest in peace, and I'll have a drink to my dearly departed. Mm.
Drink. So, has Gravity won Best Picture yet?
No, not yet. That's towards the end of the show. End of the show. We don't know if it'll win. It's a wild card, but it's definitely going to go. I'm sure it will go on a streak of W's or V's, as I say, victorious. So, just say,
what's your pick for best show? Best picture.
Well, yeah, it would be best picture because there's no best show in the Oscars. Best picture I have going to 12 Years a Slave. But Gravity being a wild card. Now I'm giving Best Director to Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity.
No love for American Hustle, huh?
No, it's not. David O. Russell, he's very talented. He's proved himself time and time again. And I did enjoy American Hustle, but no, I don't believe this is going to be his year for this particular film. Just based on, you know, the body of work is fine, but based on the competition, I don't think so.
Those are very good picks.
Excellent. Tune in, and if you want, I don't know if you have anything else you want to add, caller. I'm going to kick back and enjoy my Walla Walla Cabernet.
Yeah, let's watch the show and check back in later.
Sounds good. I can't wait. Thanks for calling in, Bryant.
All right, take care.
Yes. So I like all the callers calling in. That's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Anyone, please work with me.
It was
people.
Fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Went through some of the Oscars. Of course, Lupita won. I think Bryant called in.
I'm so
he
glad
was the last caller. So yeah, she looks fabulous.
Good job.
I love the baby blue
Lupita.
Like her, huh?
Yes.
I hope she's in other movies that
Me
are
too.
Less sad.
She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
That was a sad movie.
Cute, gorgeous, lovely speech.
Yeah, that's a big one. And then we had the, I don't know, what other awards.
Crappy ones. Yeah.
Well,
ones
no, you can't
for
say
sound
that.
Effects and
crappy ones.
And like other stupid things.
No, I'd pay to be on any of those places of employee.
I know you would.
Nominated.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they're standing for Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, yeah. So we're at the Bette Midler part after so many awards and the...
Listen, the Oscars could give out awards for like best roofing or something too. They don't.
They're doing a good job. You know,
know what I mean? Yeah.
You really think they're doing a good job? Mm-mm. Ellen too?
No, you know they're doing a bad job.
I misspoke.
Come on. You were leading the charge about how shitty this was.
You're right. I did misspoke.
I did misspoke.
I misspoke. No, it's misspeak. Who would you say in that? How would you say that?
You just don't need the dead.
God damn, this fucking microphone feels heavy.
You just leave out the dead. That's all you needed to do.
I don't know. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, people. The deal is, I'm watching the Oscars, and it seems a little forced.
Is Ellen bringing it, or is she?
She's being Ellen, but she seems like she's kind of out of character a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. I agree.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't feel like the Oscars. It feels like someone trying to be the Golden Globes.
Trying to jump on the back of Amy Poehler, Tina Fey.
That's tough. You should just
the goofiness.
I'm not saying Ellen's trying to be them. Ellen's just Ellen. We love and endorse Ellen because of who she is.
I just feel like it's.
Or is a pickup wrong?
What are you, engineer now? Huh? She's looking at the mixing board.
I just feel like everything's off.
Here's the deal, she's trying to figure out a way to replace you.
We've gone through, champagne and wine and all sorts of good stuff. So if you stare too deeply into the mixing board,
I can get lost.
Yeah, there's a lot of lights and beacon lights and numbers and stuff.
It's not patronizing at all.
Don't be assholes. Yeah, all right. Whoa. Fuck off, both of you. Right?
I was pointing out the patrony. I don't know what you're calling me an asshole for. I don't know what's happening there.
Don't worry about it, Brandon. Just take it personal. All right, so moving right along.
I don't have any option, yeah.
Moving right along. So like I said, they also gave shout-outs to everyone that passed over the course of a year. So that was touching and moving. But overall,
all the dead actors.
Yeah, overall, though, Brandon.
It's sad.
Let me finish this. Yeah. Overall, the production's okay. It's on par for as good as any of the other ones. But I'm curious to see what the ratings and the reviews will be. They should have had the Oscars in the morning or the afternoon.
Well, it is sort of
Ellen.
Out there, it's 4 p.m.
They shouldn't have.
No, understood that. But
it was like 4 p.m. when it started.
Well, I was just trying to make a point where Ellen, in her own environment, I think she's more.
Daytime?
Yeah, well, regardless. I just think in her environment, not the Oscar environment, she's more. She looks pressured.
I was saying she shouldn't be alone up there.
Well, you can't. Try to imitate the Golden Globes do.
And she's done it before, and she was good. I really liked her, and I was happy to have her back, and like, it's blah. Now she's blah.
I'm curious to see what the reviews would be like. But everyone else that we've seen on stage, like right now, Goldie Hawn is taking the stage, and she looks magnificent.
You were saying her daughter looked good,
how
too.
How could you even tell who that was?
Kate Hudson looked phenomenal. She looked good. She was glowing.
Everyone
that's been on stage right now must be on some regimen.
Well, everyone plans ahead, I think, and does the...
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, so it's, No, I was trying to figure out why the volume was on, but it's fine. It can stay on.
She wanted to hear it.
No, I mean...
I just want to hear what's going on. I'm just...
No, I'm with you, Miriam. I don't know.
So,
I feel like there's going to be an announcement, an important category.
It'll come up on the screen is what I'm saying. Then we can pause it talk about the other ones, because... Unless you really want
good point,
to.
Boss.
It's fine. I don't need to hear what they're saying.
Yeah, good point, boss.
I could put closed caption.
You could do that. That's using your noggin.
Well, it is recording. So the.
I'm not rewatching this shit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this isn't the Super Bowl.
This is long, long hours.
Three sheets to the wind. All right. So not just you. The show, I'm sure, is going to reflect on the listeners. But that's just chew a tail. So that's just and yes, I'm going to yell out what I see people, so deal with it. The overall, though, I think the show is, I'd give it right now maybe a C. Maybe a
that's
being
passing.
But that's being generous.
Yeah.
That's being generous.
It is no John Stewart.
With that.
It's no John Stewart.
I don't think with the Oscars you need to make them as fun as the Golden Globes. Golden Globes is...
I like the Pharrell thing, though. It was fun. It's great that they play the good music. You guys
they
are
do
like,
that
this
from
is
time
this.
To time. No, they do that from time to
yeah,
time.
There's music yeah. they play.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
The Oscars itself is a more elegant, more regal approach.
The Pharrell thing
of
was really
the,
good.
Of
yeah.
the
that was
award
probably the
season.
Best part, I think.
And like when you have SAG awards and you have other awards like the Golden Globes, each one represents a different style, a different form. So when you try to imitate someone's style for the sake of ratings and for the sake of ratings and money, you're gonna mess yourself up. I mean, you're not the Golden Globe, so you're gonna automatically the critics are gonna say you're like the Golden Globe. So be the Oscars, be as elegant, be as regal, be boring because that's who you
well,
are.
Well, maybe that's what she's. I mean,
I'm not saying be completely boring and stuffy. Like if you look at some of the YouTube ones, but. At the same time, do the some things are just meant to be the model. You don't have to dress up as Cinderella, whomever she dressed up.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
What was that? And then walking down the aisle, and everyone just seemed because everyone's head is in
giving out pizza to people and like giving people tickets.
Understand Hollywood? If you agree, whether you love Hollywood or not, it is traditional, and these traditionalists are sitting there. It's just like. They're just sitting there like, what's going on? But because they don't expect it. MTV Awards, movie awards, you expect it.
Is this
Golden
Best Actor?
Globes?
What's happening here?
You can expect it. So, yeah, I'm sure it will say it when someone comes out. I'll reiterate that
is
point.
Best is
but and then you can always tell by someone giving it because they won
Travolta.
It. Travolta. So this may be Best Actor.
He looks
actor.
Like he just
so,
got a massage.
Yeah, please feel free to indulge yourself and turn up
the volume.
Put
the
volume am I talking weird? Like a robot.
I don't know what.
I am a robot.
Mm.
He looks
He's
good.
Wearing all black. Yeah. Is that blue or is that black?
That's black.
That's
black on black on
black.
Black
on blue on black on blue.
It's a darker, different tone
darker
black,
black.
Shirt.
His like, it's kind of shiny black, his vest.
Everyone looks good. Another performance, so it looks like.
Music. And I can mute that again.
A little congested, people. Jesus, what was that?
What's going on,
it's
guys?
Me clearing my throat.
It's
terrible. Okay. Well, that's that one chick. She used to go
it's
out with
Penelope Blues.
All right,
who was
it?
She just got divorced from Tay Diggs.
Pretty.
Yeah, very pretty.
Who the hell is Tay Diggs?
Who is Tay Diggs?
You know who Tay Diggs is?
I'm sorry, I'm out of the loop. All the Diggses are hard to keep track of.
So, but like I
all
said,
all those Diggses.
Overall, the show, I mean, everyone looks good. Everyone looks regal. We made some notes earlier about some of the people that we've liked. Jared Leto, of course, looked great. Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
He looked amazing.
He's a pretty man.
No, he looked
he's pretty,
he looked
he's pretty.
Trim.
He's fucking pretty.
He just looked he looked really fresh
he's
again.
He's in his 70s. I mean, you know, he's holding on, and he
he's
looks
got
great.
A good earring.
I know he's getting ready to jump into, what is it, Star Wars Episode 7. He's going to reprise his role as Harrison Ford. He's going to reprise.
He played him fucking. He played himself.
He's going to play,
He played Indiana Jones, for all I'm concerned, you know?
Yeah, so he's going to, Indiana Jones, there's some talks about that, and Han Solo, so we'll see, but I'm not holding my breath or looking forward to any of them.
Oh.
You should probably not hold your breath.
No,
that's we don't need another crystal fucking skull.
I don't need
to be done again.
But I am looking forward to Godzilla.
That
Why?
That
Why
trailer blew me away.
Yeah. I have not seen the trailer yet. Why is
oh,
it good?
You haven't
man.
Seen it?
It's not the Matthew Broderick one again, is it?
No, do you want to see
no,
the trailer?
No, this one looks intense.
Yeah, let's check it out.
It's really good.
You saw the full trailer?
Yes. I saw it a few times.
Do you know that I am a very huge Godzilla fan?
Well, I was too until that freaking Broderick one, and I'm like,
that was a mess.
You know what? You know why?
I have high expectations. I hope I don't get disappointed.
I used to fucking watch like all the Godzilla, Son of Godzilla, Godzuki, and all that shit.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Dude, I used to watch Godzuki.
Godzuki.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Godzilla's son.
Yeah, I liked Godzuki. Hey, the
Gamora, King Ghidorah, and all that shit.
Check this out, though.
Gamora was a turtle.
Check out this trailer.
He was a turtle.
Come on now, let's relax, man.
I'm just telling you.
Go back and post and delete all this. All
right.
Are you going to look at this trailer? Here, hold this for him, please.
Gushing about the
hit play.
The top Godzilla. One?
Yeah, just go ahead. We're going to watch the trailer of Godzilla starring Walter White from...
am I supposed to put my mic by something here?
From, what's his name? Who stars
you got
in
it?
What's the guy's name, the actor?
You're holding it. All right.
What's the actor's name? I
don't know. Gilbert Godfrey?
Who played in Breaking Bad? Just hit pause. Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston.
That's one of the things I like about this trailer. Let me just set it up. Godzilla, of course, you know, is a monster. It's a monster movie, so they're bringing that back.
He's a scary guy.
It's a remake of an old, you know, Japanese television show. And it was made, yes, like Brandon said, Matthew Broderick version, and it tanked. So now it's coming back, and we'll look at this trailer right now.
I want to talk to somebody in charge. You are not fooling anybody when you say that what happened was a natural disaster. You're lying. It was not an earthquake. It wasn't a typhoon. Because what's really happening is that you're hiding something out there. And it is going to send us back to the Stone Age. In 1954, we awakened something.
Well, there's nuclear tests in the Pacific. Not tests.
They were trying to kill it. You have no idea what's coming.
Can you kill it?
The arrogance of man is thinking nature is in our control. And not the other way around.
That's Godzilla. You know what I mean? Bryan Cranston bringing it. I couldn't remember his name.
Were you going to put that in post so everybody
No, man.
It?
I'll play it. It's all good. Don't worry. Let me do my magic.
Let me
okay?
talk, about,
this
the,
ain't the,
let me
this
talk
ain't,
about the process.
This ain't the DVD, motherfucker, where I give out the
how
magic.
How do you make the sausage?
That's okay. What, that's don't worry about
everybody
that.
Everybody wants to know how the sausage is made.
Really? You yeah. want to? Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, Miriam wants to know how the sausage is made.
Like, Miriam, put your headphones on, pick up a mic, and defend yourself. Like, there's your other show. So, yeah, that's Godzilla. Godzilla, I don't know why we were even talking about Bryan Cranston and Godzilla.
He's a good guy, too.
I was trying to think why we even came into that subject.
I don't know why. Why did you bring that up? Why did I have to watch that?
I don't know, but it is going to be a good movie. I think we were talking about the Oscars and something.
It's going to sound like we're crazy because we probably just said why we did it, and now we don't remember.
There's a lot of wine, people. So, when you do, you know, this shouldn't be handling machinery. You know, when you're drinking, driving, of course. That's a rule.
That's a no-go.
You know, in public, maybe, you know, operating electronical equipment.
Electronical.
Broadcasting. Yeah. Is electronical even a good. Fucking word?
It is.
God damn.
Good job, man.
Oh, you guys heard it, people. Who cares?
She's got some guns.
That's all she's got time to do. Cause he won't give her a baby.
Jessica Biel.
He won't give her a baby? Is that what you just said? Say that another month. Is that true? I didn't know that.
That's what's up, people. So Gravity's going on, winning a slew of awards, you know, special effects, all that good stuff. So, and that's the movie. I said it once. I said it twice. I'll
original
it
score. That's what it won.
Yep. Original score. That's what's up. Everybody looks good tonight. Nice
dude, the sound in general in that movie was like unbelievable.
It was amazing. Did you see it in 3D?
Oh, I did. It was good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was short and sweet, to the point.
It was good stuff.
That guy looks like he could really make a good space song.
True Detective.
I don't know what to say about him. He just looks like a weird guy.
Who, him?
Yeah. Like a good space song guy.
He's got a Khabib-esque quality to him.
Khabib?
Yeah. Antonio Khabib. He's a friend of ours. You have to know him, people.
It's a good reference.
Anyway, let's get back.
Global reference.
So let's get back to the podcast. So we've been going through, watching the awards. Gravity is...
there she is.
Gravity is raking in the most awards. And the comment that Brandon just said, there she is in reference to Sandra Bullock. She does. She looks fabulous tonight. Everyone does. People know to look good. The men, everyone looks sharp to the point. What do you guys think? You guys into the fashion of it?
Jamie Foxx. Oh, yeah.
I think it's a more classic look this year.
It's the Oscars. You got to look your best.
And it's a more classic look. I mean, I see a lot of white blazers, and I see a lot of the sapphire blue.
Did they perform Let It Go yet?
I don't know.
Did we miss that? I think they'll perform that probably.
You can catch it on YouTube or something if you missed it.
So. I think we must have missed it because they're already doing the award.
Oh, it looks like they're Wow. Damn.
Yeah, that sucks because I love Frozen and I hope it wins.
You're all about that shit. Everyone's about that stuff.
It's a good movie. I like Frozen a lot.
I don't know.
I bet Frozen will win. Let's see.
You're probably right. They already won something.
What is this? Let's see what this is.
Frozen. There you go.
Boom. Boom.
What was this for? What was the
fucking Frozen. I told you. I was right.
There he is.
Bono.
Boner.
Bono, a.k.a. Bono.
You guys were hating on U2 earlier. I don't understand how you can hate on U2.
I'm saying all of his other work, totally cool, but like maybe he's not a musician.
I don't even think Bono.
He's not a musician.
I don't even think
Bono. Huge career. I lost my voice in that.
I don't even think Bono exists. That's Dewey Crow from Justified.
You need to get over that.
I agree with you. I've never even seen the show,
They're the same people.
I believe that.
Yeah. They could be brothers, but they're not the same.
I've had enough of
twin
Bono.
Brothers.
I believe what South Park said, that he's just a gigantic dookie.
Mariam Tazi?
Hi.
Hey. Balter had to...
bounce.
He had to bounce. He couldn't handle his liquor. So, he had to... We had to get him up out of here.
He'll be okay.
But we did go through and we watched the Oscars and things got a little out of hand. We've now sobered up a little bit. That stuff gets a hold of you. It's a hell of a thing, alcohol. Too much wine. I like the champagne a lot.
It was really good.
I think I like the champagne better than the...
The cab was good, too.
The what?
The cab. The
cab was excellent. What was the name of it? I wonder what the name of the bottle was. It was from Walla Walla, Washington State. Washington State wines are... God, they're excellent. So we were talking earlier about the lineup. Jared Leto coming out. Harrison Ford came out looking good.
Yep.
Everybody looked great, no?
That's true. Everyone was very...
Did you hear it?
No.
Gurgle?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so happy on
stage.
Oh, yeah.
Steve McQueen just winning for
minutes of the Oscars. Sorry.
Miriam's right. Last few minutes of Oscars, Steve McQueen winning for best picture for 12 Years a Slave. I guess what's his name? Brad Pitt being producer. Can't
Brandon
get my words
Pitt.
Together. Did I say Brandon?
Almost.
No, I said Brad Pitt. Woman. So, but yeah, everyone looked good. One of the things I noticed, everyone had well-tailored suits and close haircuts for the men.
Yeah, clean cuts.
Yeah, if you looked at the men, definitely close, a lot of fades.
And all the women had their hairs to the side.
Yep, women wore, yes, they did. And their their gowns were just immaculate. I was happy to see... the hostess with the mostest, Ellen DeGeneres,
change her clothes.
Change her pirate shirt somewhere midway
through.
Well,
she went through like a white on white.
I don't know, man. I'm just glad she changed it. She looked better with the black on black.
Sparkle on black.
Yep, and a lot of good things. The Pharrell It's Pharrell, right?
Yes.
Pharrell was joking, saying furl or something earlier, so I'm like, my jokes come back and haunt me, people. Pharrell's performance was outstanding. Some of the highlights. Funny. I just, overall, I give it, a good solid C.
Still on the C, huh?
Yeah, I give it the C. End. The performances seem to outweigh Pink and Pharrell, and the acceptance speeches seem to outweigh the overall, host, I guess. I hate to say, but, I love the Oscars, so, the Oscars for me, even a mediocre one is I'm happy, so. But, yeah, if you look at right now, all the women and men, everything is just perfect, as if they're in magazines. Look at it.
Well,
just,
they know.
No, but some of the older ones, if you go back and look at them, it looks like they dress themselves. If you go back 10 years, you go back into the mid-90s, early 90s, good night. And then if you go into the 80s, man, it looks like they just put rouge and powder on and stuff. It's way different than that. Everyone's got a stylist, and they know that it's business.
Yeah, it's true.
But I enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Hopefully next year I can be out there and hang out and get that vibe again. But we made a good go at it. We had lots of champagne, wine. We had some callers.
Yeah. Huh? That was fun. We should try to make that, work.
Miriam and Brandon were making fun of me because we have this broken down in so many different areas that I'm going to have to be... I'm forced this time, instead of usually when I just hit record and post, now I'm going to have to go in and probably splice and do a little editing to piece everything together. But I'm sure it will be an entertaining listen for those of you listening.
I hope so.
Yeah, and Miriam was on everything. If you guys listened to the podcast before, she's right.
Picked, you don't have to say that.
She did pick all of the winners. As we all were very close, so we need to go into business somehow and start betting on these award shows.
Make some money.
Well, the Oscars is kind of not really the end. There's still more award shows coming, but there's been so many prior to that you can get a feel for it. So.
That's true.
But not to discredit
fine. You can call me your victory.
Not to discredit your victory. Uh-huh. But I also saw a lot of, back to the fashion, I saw a lot of blue suits, blue blazers.
Yeah. Men were trying to go a little different instead of all black, instead of the black traditional tuxedo.
I was just talking weeks ago. I was like, I really want to get more blues in a wardrobe, kind of a la the 1950s. They wore a lot of light blues, the dark blues, sapphire blue, royale blue, navy blue, huh?
Yeah.
North Cackalac blue. How many other blues? I'm like Bubba Gump over
You're
here
really
with blues.
Good with the color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it on people. That's spectrum. That's how I do it. I'll tell you who was wearing blue. Maybe it was blue. Maybe it was gray. Maybe it was black. It was Will Smith and his kerchief. Did he have a kerchief on?
Yes, he did. He did not go for the tie or the bow tie.
For chief.
Yes.
Interesting look there.
He's trying to change it up.
It's a tough
thing to
pull off.
I don't know if he pulled it off
with the kerchiefs. I mean, he can pull it off because it's Will Smith, but this time I noticed kerchief instead of Will
not
Smith.
Old enough, man. Yeah. I feel like it's either a really old dude or a French dude.
Well,
that's it.
He should have left the gray in his hair, and he was
dyed it.
Yeah, the extra black hair.
Everyone wants to look fresh for the Oscar.
And they were young.
They did the Botox right on time.
It's a difficult
thing.
No
more swelling in time for the Oscars. They timed it just right.
Well, it's got to be a difficult thing in Hollywood itself. I'm glad you brought that up. It's got to be a difficult thing in Hollywood to, I guess you deal or to accept or embrace age. Because there are so many younger and thinner and faster
There's a
men
lot
and women.
Of competition.
But I think a lot, I mean, I can't say the pressure lies on one group more than the other. But noticeably tonight, I did see a lot of people that looked like they went under the knife. A lot of the older
or
actresses.
The needle or whatever,
at
least.
But a lot of the guys look pretty fresh in
the
face.
That's what I'm saying. They fill in too. So, Botox, you just need a little it's not a snip necessarily. It's just a little boost, we'll say.
Yeah, well, you have that pressure, and you're
for
the
sure.
You're the brand, and
you got to represent. Everyone's watching.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm everyone. When your job's on the line, who knows what you'll do? But my hat's off to everyone on the production team, anyway, and all the people in attendance. today in Los Angeles, Hollywood, representing the Academy.
Hell yeah.
Just because, you know, it looks good. It looks good. And it was fun. We got to take some calls, do some posts online. Thank Brandon for stopping in. Brandon Alter, a.k.a. Balter, a.k.a. the future Bill Murray. it was an inside joke, people. I say when Brandon grows up to get older, he's going to be a carbon copy of Bill Murray, which is a compliment. Yeah. Think about this for a minute, people. You know? Bill Murray is the real-life most interesting man in the world. Brandon has a long way to go, but who knows? A little help he may get there. Yeah, also thank everyone who called in. We had Bryant.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had the brother minister Bryant X call in. We had, in his slurred English. And then we had the Gotti boys call in, representing. Aww. And then we had my boy, That Reporter Kid Speaks, a.k.a. Cassius Morris. That's right. He called in going to see Bill Burr. He actually posted some pictures of him and Bill Burr together.
I had to like one of them on Instagram.
Yeah. So Cassius is out there mixing it up with one of the greatest comedians of this time. So, yeah, big shout out to him for calling in, and Sarah and my man Tyrone for sending text messages. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening in. You know, thanks for indulging me on the last podcast. You know, my admissions and being open and honest, and you know, I got a lot of feedback, still getting feedback from people about the last episode, so I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Thank you, Mariam Tazi, for being the hostess with the mostest and not the pirate shirt.
No,
but yeah, thanks for the vino and keeping it chilled.
Thank you.
And for that, guys, Domino motherfucker.
On a toilet door, take a seat in the heat and repeat with a sweet. Cause understand our language is not really hard. He got to listen, yes, you gotta regard this group. We hold the wheel and the rod. The duo of the 80s, damn it, trying to describe. Since saliva entertainment, this while I'll be a payment. Tell a boss all your eyes, it's a tantalizing statement. You can recline a our motto is love. From above is not required, you can take it as up. Like a glove that only fits if the feeling is right. And if the feeling fits your taste, then take a bite of the light. It's only fitting, yes, and music is playing. Hey, so put it on with dark and continue that. guess you gotta recall.